Now, one thing that really impresses me about current affairs journalists is how insightful they are. Nothing gets past these guys. And this may sound obvious, but just listen to Today Tonight's razor-sharp analysis of this man's behaviour.
Hey, 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 hey!
Get out of here, girl! Get out!
Hey!
Settle down, mate. Right.
What do you want now?
We haven't been stalking you.
What do you want?
We just want to ask you some questions, mate.
Mohammed Naba is an angry man.
She thinks he's an angry man, Andrew. An astonishing insight there. Now, what we just saw there is a classic Menace to Society beat up, right? And if we look at the current affairs tally board for a second, he is now the 41st Menace to Society. Today Tonight has done a story on this year. Way ahead of a current affair, have only featured 30.
Yeah, now I'm glad you brought out the tally board, Chaz. You've been counting stories all year, haven't you?
I have indeed. And Today Tonight has been absolutely flogging the competition. They're winning rip-off merchants, 44 reports to 39. We need tougher sentences, 17 to 11. Medical freak show, 10 to 5. Fatties, 15 to 11. And youth gone wild, 22 to 16. But they're not having everything their own way, Andrew, because a current affair absolutely dominates the crucial cross-promotions category, 44 reports to 11.
Excellent. Which brings us to tonight's lesson, cross-promotions. Now, let's start with some basic cross-promoting from the amateurs in the field Today Tonight.
Now, Dancing with the Stars was back last night with more than 2.1 million Australians tuning in. Plus, high drama behind the scenes on Dancing with the Stars. And was Jennifer Hawkins voted off Dancing with the Stars because she's too beautiful?
Now, that's not a bad effort from Seven. In fact, they're even creative enough to invent entire news stories from scratch just to promote their primetime lineup.
The feud between contestant Kate Langbrook and Judge Todd McKinney intensified with the pre-show arrival of an angry mob.
Shame, Todd, shame! Shame, Todd, shame!
Kate Langbrook's army stormed Channel 7 last night. Keen to avoid the angry mob, Todd snuck in through a rear entrance before the show.
Very scary, those mobs.
These angry mobs. Well, that's Today Tonight. Channel 9 don't bother themselves with such niceties. They simply ram their promotions straight down our gullets.
CSI, the original crime scene investigation, is about, of course, forensic cops who combine good looks, cutting-edge intellect and designer-label fashion.
Which is more than we can say for Tracy. But A Current Affair is so good at cross-promoting that they even load cross-promotions inside their cross-promotions. Just look at this story now. They're supposed to be cross-promoting their Logies telecast here, but they just can't help cross-promoting a network personality at the same time.
Not so for Rove. Will this be his fourth gold Logie in a row? Speaking of Rove, Jessica will be there with her best prop on.
Hopefully something with sparkles. I love something that's got a bit of sequin, a bit of shine.
They've got so many shows to advertise, they know what they're doing.
Well, that's all very well, but the real pros work their ads into serious news stories. Now, see if you can spot the promotion. Channel 7 snuck into this report about parental discipline.
She, like, takes my TV away or something and I'm not allowed to watch it.
No home and away.
Yeah, pretty much.
Very subtle. Very subtle.
Slipped it in.
Although, once again, A Current Affair showed them up. Just look how seamlessly ACA wove a gnawing sports promo into this story about a dodgy car repair job.
It's not roadworthy at all. It's got a lot of defects.
If we took you through the full list of defects, you'd miss tonight's coverage of the Commonwealth Games.
Ah, yes, the Commonwealth Games. Now, this is when Nine broke all kinds of cross-promotion records.
Oh, yes.
We're talking 26 stories about the Commonwealth Games in 10 days. Pretty much everyone got their interview with Tracy. Cyclists, weightlifters, even shooters got a Guernsey. Everyone, that is, except one very angry man. CJ Bruton from the Boomers. Now, where was his interview?
Where
he
was
deserves
it?
An interview. Now, so we took him to Channel 9 to demand his rightful airtime. Hello there. We want to speak to Tracy. She should be. I believe she's contracted to speak to every gold medal athlete ever for the Commonwealth Games, and we have one right here.
I've heard that you've interviewed a lot of people, and we won gold, and I'm the captain of the Australian team. I just figured, you know, maybe because I was black.
Hello?
Can I get you guys to leave? Thank you.
The people don't want to speak to you up there. We just like to leave.
Sorry? You're not going to interview CJ?
No.
Does Tracy know about this?
Yes.
J-
It come from her. I'm a gold medalist.
He's a gold medalist.
That's it. That's all we get.
You interviewed shooters. You interviewed cyclists. You're not going to interview CJ.
The exec producer
has
asked us that he doesn't want to interview you, so we'd just like to move on. Go to Channel 7. Maybe they'll interview you.
Channel 7. I feel gutted.